Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Hal Bach.
Good to be with you, John.
It's been a great show. Informative, confusing. I mean, Gold Coast, the film festival, that was easy, and it's going to be enjoyable. Unfortunately, the Medicare for People, it's so important.
And it's like a maze. I mean, you really have to be led through it.
100%, because it's a costly mistake.
Yes.
You wind up going, which we learned today, you wind up getting hurt in a foreign country, which is Canada or Mexico. As simple as it is,
absolutely.
You go over the border and you fall and you break your leg. Throw the person in the trunk of the car and get them back into America. Otherwise, it's a terrible, you know, because medical expenses,
it's expensive. Question.
You're not talking about a couple of $100. You can go into thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
And for a senior, it could be life-changing, unfortunately, at that point in time. But now, and I need a drum roll, this is the highlight of my week every week, which is the Christina Liu Show, where Christina shares with us all that's going on around the town, all the good stuff that she's been working on, and it really is amazing. And I never really say this, but last week was my birthday, and Christina has given me such a wonderful grandkids light up your life picture frame with pictures of my grandkids. So it's a personal sharing, and thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. We don't miss a birthday around here.
We don't miss any holiday.
You really threw us off. I was like, oh my God, now I have to combine Halloween with John's birthday. You're really making me work.
But twice as hard. We have all these goodies for Halloween and birthday.
Right. We're always having a party over here. Anyone can come by. If you're a co-host, as Hal knows now, you get privy to all these wonderful parties.
That's right.
So it's one of the perks of the job. But today was really a great segment. And the Gold Coast Film Festival will also have a table at our conference.
Oh, really? Okay.
So you could actually meet with someone, and if you have any questions further about it, too. And as we said earlier, also, Joe Mazza will be one of our presenters also at the conference, which is Wednesday, November 1st. We are already fully booked, but the expo portion will be open. You know, you could always pop in there and see, because we have 73 exhibitors.
Wow.
Will be there. And it's really the whole gamut of things. And the concept of this conference, it's our fourth one, and it's the toolbox for living well. So we really want people to leave with actual, you know, material, obviously,
right,
to fill
course.
Your toolbox and just knowledge of things, too. So it's going to be all different kinds of vendors, you know, from AARP will be there, to all different accessibility organizations, transportation. All of our partners will be there having tables, too. And it's really I'm just looking at the list right now, and it's just amazing. And I think everyone will get to find good information that, you know, is in the area that is beneficial to seniors, and it's good for caregivers as well. There'll be a bunch of government officials there, too. So it's going to be an amazing day. Our segment starts with the wonderful Supervisor Bosworth will be there, and she will be, introducing everyone, and then we're going to have a panel on inhaling the future. That's what it is.
And
yes.
And then exhaling.
Yes, right, yes.
And we'll take it through,
yes.
And then one step. And
yes, and it's really, and it's just to show, you know, a lot of people, you know, can't, they harp on old relationships. And you need to realize that sometimes you can't change other people. You can only change the way you deal with it. So that is kind of the premise of that. And then it's about making new relationships
right.
as well. So
and
we'll
where,
have,
where is this?
This conference is going to be at the Inn in New Hyde Park, which, if anyone has been there, is a gigantic, and it's a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
It'll be there. We're really excited, actually, because there'll be valet parking. We also want people to know, because parking, that's a huge plus.
Exactly.
And there's also bus transportation as well from a bunch of different locations throughout the town.
And just to back it up, that's free valet parking.
Absolutely.
So, you know, during the afternoon, you want to come by, these exhibitors are, they're there for you, and it makes sense. Come stop in for half hour, an hour, whatever.
Yeah, and it's
all the programs are full.
Yeah, so the panel presentation is full. But, you know, the expo portion will also be going on simultaneously,
right.
So you could check that out, too. The second panel will be integrative health and cultural wellness, which is really kind of the wave of how things are going now with this integrative health piece. Because it's not just about the medical, going to your doctor. It's really encompassing all different kinds of portions of your health. So that will be there. And then, of course, Medicare Part D, which is, as we know, a very intense topic. So that will be going on as well. And I think what's great, too, is all
these... That's an actual panel.
Yep, an actual panel.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought they were going to be there. Okay.
And what's great, too, is that all these people will also have tables in the expo room. So after the presentation, because the presentation is only from like 9:30 to 11:30-ish, 12:30, that you're able to go talk to them after. So if you have a specific question, you could actually ask them after, which I think is beneficial because I, you know, it's definitely this Medicare piece is a complex piece. So that is that. And then we have, of course, like I said, tons of expos. They'll be just, it could be a great day. We are really excited. I can't believe it's finally almost here, which is really wonderful. So definitely check that out. It'll be great. And on top of this, John Schenck, not the vendors. Hot off the presses, John.
I know.
Also coming up is the annual Veterans Donation Drive, which North Hempstead's been doing now for 4 years. There's all different boxes at different locations throughout the town. Items will be gathered through December 8th and will be delivered to the Northport Veterans Affairs Medical Center before the holidays. Its requested items include new clothing of all different types, new toiletries, including unscented body lotion, brushes and combs, deodorant, shaving cream, nail clippers, razors, toothpaste, shampoo, and also lap blankets they're looking for, too. There's a whole, so if you want the whole full list, you can call 311 or 869-6311 for information there. But we have different donations. We have one at our office in Clinton G. Martin Park. There's one at Town Hall, the Town Clerk's office, Michael J. Tully Park, as well. So it's really great. And last year, I remember there was just boxes upon boxes that they were bringing to the veterans. So this is something that came out of the Veterans Advisory Committee. So I think that's, you know, it's approach. The holidays are really, I cannot believe they're creeping up on us. And I think it's a wonderful time to give back to the veterans, especially with Veterans Day, you know, coming up too. You know, if you're in the store, we always say, if you see something, pick it up, you know, and anything helps.
It's the truth.
So definitely.
At the end of the day.
Absolutely.
You don't pay attention to what you can need, and you're in the house, and all of a sudden, oh, it's whether it's toothpaste or some some simple thing.
No, absolutely. And then this is also an amazing thing, and I actually saw this. This was actually featured on a bunch of different news outlets, too. The town announced that they're doing a lottery program for 4 homes in Newcastle.
Oh.
The deadline is rapidly approaching, though. It's October 31st, and this program is offering 3 different affordable, newly constructed homes in Newcastle for certain families that are eligible. There's income requirements for this. But there's one completely renovated single-family home, and they're on Urban Avenue and Sheridan Street in Newcastle. There's a different house with 3 bedrooms, 1.5 bathrooms, garage. It's really, I think it's a really nice thing. And it's giving people, you know, the supervisor had said, it's really giving people the opportunity who might not have, you know, to have
this
experience. So you can call 311 or 869-6011 for these specific income criteria because it goes by the household size. So that's another thing, you know, North Hempstead's always doing different, innovative, and they really figure out ways to help the community in different ways, which I think is absolutely wonderful. So definitely check that out. And John, the wonderful spooky walk is actually this weekend. It's starting. It is. There we
tonight.
Go. See, Hal was right on there. It kicks off tonight. It is going to be, you know, it's tonight and tomorrow. This is the spooky walk, and the theme is the different Hollywood horror characters. So some of the OG favorites, the Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers, or all the classics will be there. And it's $5. It starts at 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And this is over at Clark Garden. And they really do a wonderful job. I mean, they've been setting up and pulling out all kinds of great things. And there's also live music that will be there, too, which is great. And then on this Sunday, the not-so-spooky walk, which is good for all ages, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., the price is $5. That will be going on, too. And I think you've actually attended with your grandkids.
Right, I have. It really is. It's an amazing. It's both of them are fun. I've gone to the night one.
Clark Garden is one of my favorite places in North Hempstead. I mean, it is just a wonderful resource, just to walk and look at the plantings.
And that's definitely a great thing to mention, Hal, because it's, I think people don't realize how spectacular it really is. And through all seasons, it's
absolutely
a beautiful place. And it is a great place to definitely walk there, too, the gardens and the grounds. It's just, and they're offering all kinds of great classes all the time. You know, I know this spring they had, you know, a composting class and how to recycle rainwater. So they're always coming up with different great programming, too. So
there is there a a good walk there or no? It's just a little. I mean, I've been there.
Yeah,
it's a nice walk. It's a comfortable walk. Yeah. And plus, there are benches everywhere. Yeah. So if you get tired, you sit down and you just. I know my wife and I just sit there and reflect for a while.
Yeah.
And look at the scenery is just spectacular.
Yeah, no, that's definitely
it's a wonderful resource.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're very fortunate in North Hempstead because there are a lot of parks. You know, we've had the Parks Department on here before, too. And they really, you know, have all kinds. We forget how many parks are in North Hempstead. Little tiny parks and larger parks. But Clark Garden is definitely up there as one of the most spectacular ones as well.
And actually, Caroline was talking about Winston Churchill's granddaughter.
Yes.
Coming to one of the after one of the films, she has a sculpture piece in Clark.
I did not know that.
You've been to Clark. You know the tulip?
Oh, yes.
When you walk in on the right-hand side, sure. There's like a multi-tulip thing.
Oh, sure.
That she created that.
Is that right? I had no idea.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's the grand. Maybe I'm speaking at a turn. It's his granddaughter. So only he might have two different ones.
Right.
But I'm assuming it would be the same one who's in contact.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so a she fun was little thing. There you go. It's like all words. And, you know, we really want to remind people, you know, just back to the Gold Coast Film Festival quickly. It's kicking off November 7th to November 14th. And, I mean, these festival guides, I hope everyone did get them because they're so impressive and really thorough. And it's really just amazing the work they put into this and the different events. And I recommend people go and support, you know, these wonderful films and the local businesses as well that are in North Hempstead, too.
Or call the Art Center.
Yes.
At 516-829-2570. And they will send you the guide. Or if you're in the neighborhood, just, you know, they're open 7 days a week. So during regular business hours, I don't know how late at night they're open. But pick it up because the number of films that are going to be shown, you hate to turn around and say, oh, that's the one I wanted to see yesterday.
You know, and what is really great with it, you know, I remember when they started the film festival and they actually came to meet with us and they were saying they were trying to figure out. And I've seen as the years have, you know, the different programming because they've really geared a lot towards the senior audience, a lot of things, and tried to find things that, you know, fit and then they do different discounts. So I've really seen it transform over the years. And I think it's great that they are, you know, as Caroline was saying, really trying to be inclusive and capture all different aspects of people within North Hempstead because it is a very diverse place, too. So
when are you going to have a film there with decorating? And
I know. I mean, I'm like waiting for my documentary to come out. We'll see next year. Who knows? But I think it's a great, you know, reason to get the whole family together, I think, too, is wonderful. So definitely the number 516-829-2570. You could also go to the goldcoastfilmfestival.org as well to pull up the whole schedules because it's
Both our speakers are going to be on. Both our guests today will be at the conference.
Right, absolutely. And you could actually go up to them, too, and ask them all kinds of questions. So it's really great. Definitely check that out. I'm, like, rapidly trying to get this in as I see the
We'll do one more before the break.
Okay. So the Great Neck Library, we want to remind people that the Tech Squad is the next one. We'll kick off November 1st, and it will be November 8th. You can go to the Great Neck Library and ask any kind of specific issue or question or concern that you might have with any kind of iPad, tablet, your smartphone, whatever it might be.
That's amazing. Actually, who does this?
This is through the Great Neck Library.
Oh, okay.
But a lot, you know, and I also want to remind people, we actually had an intern who's been calling all different libraries, and a lot of libraries offer this program because a lot of our seniors have been asking questions about this.
Okay, so terrific.
You can call 311 or 869-6311 for any of that information.
Now we have to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.